coaches that are in the first couple of years of being a coach, whether that's with somebody's body or their health and their nutrition, and you might disagree with what I'm about to say, but I just think that these are some key core principles that need to be set up within yourself as a coach and within your business and the way you do things in terms of a professional way to do things, but yeah, and in terms of building your business and your skill set, before you worry for one moment about marketing, because there's nothing that gets my gripe going enough. I mean, there's nothing that gets my gripe going more than brand new trainers thinking about, worrying about, putting a lot of energy into branding, marketing, and that whole appearance, you know, networking, social media, and that being the focus, instead of the focus being actually learning to get people results. Now, there's one exception to the rule. Well, I suppose obviously there's a lot of exceptions to the rule, but there's an exception to the rule that I can think of at the moment, and it's only one coming to mind, and that is if you're going to launch a place, and I don't know why you would open a place if you don't have experience with clients, but let's say you do launch a place and you open your own four walls and you don't have experience with clients. I guess the only way you could get away with that is if you have coaches there that are teaching some of the stuff, whether it's groups or one-on-ones or classes or whatever you do, but you have coaches there that are experienced, like, and you have to model yourself around some kind of training regime and understanding, getting the best of the best as far as education is concerned, not just for yourself but for the people who work there as well, because I think it's so important and so underdone and but it's so not emphasized enough that the skill set, the technical knowledge and the skill set of actually learning how to get the clients phenomenal results before you worry about marketing is the most important stepping stone to the next phase of whatever it is that your business is doing. Now, I do want to mention as well one of the ways to do that, okay, I'm jumping around because I'm getting excited to share all this information with you, but one of the key ways to actually do that, something that when I look back on my career, I've kind of accidentally done this because I've always had some bizarre, weird thirst for knowledge, is that I've always had a coach myself in terms of the body, and often in the second half of the career, the second decade, the business as well. But I've always had somebody that I'm learning off, that I'm applying their knowledge to about my own body in terms of whatever it is that I'm trying to achieve with my own body. So I've sought out some of the best coaches that, by the way, are even to this day still significantly under-publicized on social media, because I think that a lot of good coaches have spent such a long time getting good at their art. One, they don't need to be publicizing themselves and marketing on social media because their word of mouth is such a strong referral base, but they don't actually have they don't have room to take on more people, I guess. Now, again, the exception to that rule is if you're going to open a place and you really do need 20 people in one week to join and another 20 the next week, so you need somewhere between 50 and 100 people each month until you're up to the 250 people mark, which, by the way, that's probably maxed out at most 250 square meter places. Not that that even needs to be an aim, but then you definitely need to be doing paid marketing for that, and you do need a strategy. That is not what this is about. This is about understanding the core principles that you use as methods to train people, because then you've got systems in place as far as how you would even bring other coaches on board to help them train, to help them get the results with the people in the first place. Because I think sometimes we get so disconnected with what it is that we're doing here in this business, and you know, most experienced coaches know exactly what I'm talking about, because it's rather frustrating when we see, you know, many, you know, new shiny people pop up or whatever because they've paid for ads, and that's fine and well, but people are downloading products left, right and center. They're offering a lot of random free stuff that actually hurts people's bodies anyway, and without me getting too naggy or too ranty, I really just wanted to bring to the forefront of a new coach's mind some of the things that they need to focus on. And that thing is learning how to train the human body, learning how to get the person to actually implement new habits, new changes. And what are the things that, if that person can really only change 2 or 3 habits a week, which, by the way, is enough for a human being, then maybe that's why they can't stick to your particular food plan or anybody's food plan, or that's why they can't do your food plan when it's 50 steps different to what they're currently doing. That's why it's not sustainable. So just understanding all those things, which if you haven't implemented a lot of changes throughout your own life yourself, you won't understand it from an empathetic perspective. It's also a lot harder to communicate things about how they're going to feel when they make the changes. It's harder to know, how do you actually food prep for that kind of thing? When you buy the stuff, how are you going to feel? How's their blood sugar going to feel when they do that thing? Are they going to be able to feel disciplined? Can they eat out? Are they going to be able to eat after they train? Are they going to be able to train as long as you can train, since you kind of probably work in a gym and their lifestyle is all different? Are you going to understand their injuries? Have you had to recover from an injury yourself? If not, by the way, that's one of the best ways to learn. So I'm laughing to myself because I seem to have something that's always teaching me a lesson with that stuff in terms of my own body, which is probably why I sought out somebody who was called a Czech practitioner back in, I think this was 1999, maybe 2000. And I used to catch the bus from my work in Sydney CBD. I worked at Fernwood at the time, I think. And I'd catch the bus over to the North Shore of Sydney and see my coach, and I'd get my program written after my 2.5-hour assessment and my movement program. And then he ended up, you know, helping heaps with my back, more than anyone else had ever helped. And I'd seen a lot of professionals. I think I was only 20 then, but I'd seen a lot of professionals about sore bits in my back. Anyway, long story, but that then got me on the journey to become what's called a Czech practitioner. If you want to look it up, it's CHEK practitioner. So they get really good at assessing the body in depth and figuring out why the thing's there in the first place, and then using corrective exercise. And now they use all kinds of different holistic and nutrition methods and digestion and thoughts and that kind of stuff, as well as understanding exhaustive and programming strength and conditioning exercises, as well as energy giving exercises. Now, I'm digressing a little bit because I'm so excited about that content. And at the time of making this, myself and another fellow Czech practitioner, Tanya Carroll, are actually going to do a presentation face to face in mid-July, actually, in Melbourne. So message me if you want the details about that on kate@katemartinmentor.com. Now, I don't know if the replay, I don't know if there'll be a video up. We'll see how we go. I'm not trying to make it a big technologically advanced event. It's not what I want to do. We both like teaching, and I can't wait to get back to teaching trainers. So this is about the fundamentals of the core and posture and lifting, because so many things are missed. And aside from that, one of the most important ways and one of the best ways I've actually learned is, one, doing the thing on myself, but two, I've had a coach that's been way, way, way ahead of me in terms of one of the components that they knew of to do with training the body. Sometimes it's been somebody to hold me accountable, but more often than not, I'm that picky that the person has to be smarter than me. And as you grow up the tree of having trained for a really long time, you get over the decade mark, and it's now over the 2-decade mark, it's quite hard to find those people. So I'm really picky. What I do know is that there's actually not enough experienced coaches that understand the marketing realm. And when you do get the marketing realm, it's much easier to call in clients. Now, that's not the only thing that I'm rabbiting on about here. There's obviously business structure and certain ways to set things up so that sometimes you've got some recurring revenue. Sometimes the gap in the business is the fact that people just don't have a high-end offer. When I say that I'm only actually talking to experienced trainers, beginner coaches should not be charging a lot of money. You've got to get some experience under your belt. You've got to get the testimonials. More importantly, you've got to get the transformations with the people's bodies. And I'm not talking about making people ripped. I just mean they transform, as in they change for the better to an even more amazing version of themselves, whatever that is. And it is the most rewarding, amazing career, as you know. It is the most rewarding, amazing career, as you know. So I'm going to leave you with that today. But if you've got any questions about what would be the best course for me to do, or I'm registered in this country or that country and this is my actual passion, that's the other thing that can help you learn, is just, it's actually just to choose the passion that you're obviously passionate about, and follow that as a road of the next thing to learn, and then implement with your clients and take your time. It's not going to work unless you actually take your time. Let me know if you've got any questions, and if you're an experienced coach listening to this, I bet you're going, yes, I agree. But don't hesitate to hit me up in terms of any questions that you might have in regards to business structure, earning the income that you're finally actually worthy of, because experienced coaches are really out there changing people's lives, and it's a real, I don't know if you can hear that, that's my map talking over my audio, so maybe you can hear my navigation as well, but I'm not going to retape it because this is a very important audio. Anyway, if you're an experienced coach, you actually know that it's super important for you to be able to get your word out there, and you're probably getting sick of doing just face-to-face, and you need an online component. You probably need a lot of different variations so that you can put spring back into your step, back into your business, and remember why you loved it in the first place. If that's the case, hit me up, send me a message, and just tell me what you've been trying and what's not working. Even if I don't end up working with you, or you don't end up working with me, you will shine a massive light onto the areas that you need to change in terms of how to get your business to where it is that you want. Kate at Kate Martin Mentor. Talk to you.